KNBR 680 presents.
I have quite a few thoughts on Brian Jennings' personality.
I don't know if you guys buy yourselves trophies ever, but I'm considering buying myself I played in every stadium in the NFL trophy.
I really like his mind. It's just an enjoyable guy to be around. And a good guy to have on a radio show. I bet your listeners really enjoy the heck out of that.
Grab your brain around that.
And he's a heck of a long snapper. Did I mention that?
The long snapping, tough blocking, joke cracking Brian Jennings with Murph and Mac.
I tell you what, Paulie, just doing the math. I don't think I've, at least I haven't. You might have had him once during the Christmas. I haven't talked to Brian Jennings since before the Steeler game.
I can't give you exact mathematical figures and statistics, but I do know deep in my heart and soul, it's been too long since we talked to 86.
Are you still the same, Brian Jennings? Happy New Year, number 86. How you doing?
Good morning. What's up? How's it going?
Hey, man. Happy New Year.
We missed you, buddy.
Yeah, what's going on? Where have you guys been? You guys have a good vacation?
Huge vacation. Sleeping in, all that?
Sleeping in, stretching out, catching up on some eating, things like that.
Yeah. The holiday, the Christmas tree went up and went down since the last time we talked. What's
true.
Up?
Actually, it's true, Brian. I took it down last night, and my street has a thing where you can't have it higher than 5 feet, so I had to saw it in half
there
to put
go.
It out by
sure.
the curb.
A lot of politics.
You doing that, Brian?
Like a man. I like it. Impressive. Power tools.
Oh, Murph will wield a saw. Absolutely.
It was a manual saw, and I was out there working up a sweat, man.
Not your everyday average sports talk radio host. Not afraid to fire up the gas-powered saw.
Nice, man.
Who's in charge of the tree at your house? Have you taken it down?
Oh, I'm a gentleman, you know. I went and got the tree, put it up in the little tree stand, and the wife made it pretty. And then the other day I came home and all the ornaments were off the tree, so I took that as my signal to boot that tree to the curb.
Right.
out it went.
Sap on the hands of a long snapper can be a dangerous thing.
Yeah, on the way in there was some sap involved. A lot of sap. It was a little Christmas vacation issue.
You got to wear protective gloves.
A lot of sap.
Hey, you know who we had on yesterday who was dazzling us? Was number two, David Akers, man.
David Akers, the man.
Wow.
You know what he's doing this week?
What?
He's getting fitted for a cape.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of people know that. He's going to play the playoff game with a cape on.
Blue and red or red and gold?
No, red and gold cape.
I don't know. I think he has a whole consultant team going.
What a situation, yeah. Man. We said, hey, if like running backs, when they break records and they give their offensive linemen Rolexes, we were thinking if a kicker breaks a record, shouldn't the long snapper get a Rolex?
Yeah, how about a little something for Jennings for the effort?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, something simple, a car, Rolex, you know. I'm not asking for much. No, we're fired up. We had a great regular season. He scored a lot of points, both kicking and throwing, and now we're excited.
Can you take
– right
so excited. And we'll get into that in just a sec. But that fake field goal blew my mind. I want to know it from your perspective.
Ooh.
Yeah, it did blow my mind because it was like, who saw Crabtree out there?
Nobody.
Crabtree.
Yeah. You guys should pay attention over there.
It's not easy.
It's hard to pay attention,
Brian. It is.
So wait a minute. So who shouted out the code word? Is that your job, or who's the code word person?
Yeah, when you go on the field, you know, you make sure everybody knows what's going on, but you don't want the other guys to know. So you know, it's pretty. You try to make the routine, the rhythm of the play look the same. When you get lined up, and then with the one notable exception of one young Crabtree over there on the sideline, on the line of scrimmage, not off, making an illegal formation, touchdown, bang.
Unbelievable. Brad, you told us in like August that Brad Seely was Jedi Executive Council, and here it is, January, and your words are being verified as always, Brian.
Yeah, well, I mean, we finished with the net punt record in the history of the NFL. We finished with the most points scored in the history of the NFL.
Wow.
I think, did Teddy have the most return yards combined in the NFL?
I don't know if he had the most, Brian, but he was pretty damn close at the top, for sure.
I can look that up while we're talking here. Yeah.
It's a pretty good, you know, I think Seely, you know, has a, you know, he's the man, I guess is what you can say.
Yeah.
The man.
Big time. And so, again, one more on that fake field goal. Does he make the call to, you know, is that something you guys have talked minutes before, or is that like a spontaneous thing where he's just like, you know, you know, fire, or whatever, sleeper, I think, was the code word. Is that something that happens, like, right before the play? Or, like, 10 minutes out, he says, hey, we're going to do sleeper?
No, it's right now. It's right now. Okay. Because he doesn't want, you know, so he's sitting there doing his brain genius stuff, thinking, figuring.
Jedi stuff.
Jedi stuff. Yeah. I mean, nobody knows what that means. It's just Jedi stuff.
Yeah, smart
and
stuff.
And then, you know, I don't know exactly how the communication is with the head man. But, you know, something like that, I'm sure you got to get a thumbs up from a head guy. And then, you know, we're jogging out there, and he says the thing, and we and then we go, oh, act normal.
I know. It's like, don't change your facial expression. Don't change your body language.
Just act casual. Act natural. Yeah, pretend.
I know. Everyone rides out there all stiff and weird. Yeah. Act normal.
What? I'm not doing a fake play. I'm
Everybody
not
be
playing
cool.
a fake field goal. What are you talking about? I'm not playing a fake field goal.
Normal, the other team says.
They're not looking normal. They look weird over there, man. So, man, what a scene. 13-3. We talked to Harbaugh on Tuesday. And, you know, he does, you know, as you told us, you gave us that state of the Jim Harbaugh address at like week 6 or 7 where you were just like, he's the man. He's like, here's my line in the sand. If you cross it, I'm going to beat you down. And there's no punk in Harbaugh and all that. And he didn't want to reflect at all. I was trying to reflect with him, you know. And yeah, he's not about reflecting, Brian. You guys are so in the moment. You're very zen that way.
While there's a time to self-scout, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're in the fight, you don't reflect. Only so much as you remember we talked about this. You only reflect as much as you self-scout to prepare for your next opponent because you want to know what they might be thinking about you. Mm-hmm. But you don't reflect. You know, that's Freddie P. Soft reflects, especially in the moment. When you're in the fight and you start reminiscing about how anything, you know, boom, that's when you get got. They get you.
Right.
So, no, we're looking forward. We're having the best bye week of our life.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready for a big game week next week. So, and reflection.
So, man, you're probably like one of the only guys in that. I mean, you might be the only guy in that locker. Was Justin Smith there?
No. He's the only one.
All right, so you were the only one there the last time the 49ers had a home playoff game, and what a doozy that one was. But here we go for this group of guys, Gore and Willis and all these great players on this team, have never been through this before. What's the vibe? What's the tone of the team? Is there a little, you know, amped up excitement going into this?
Well, you know, right now we go and we had a couple days off here. We had a workout yesterday, and so guys went in and they play off by week their workout life off. And then so we were going to practice today and tomorrow. And we're getting fresh, you know. You don't want to peak too soon. I think so. We haven't even talked about the Pittsburgh game. You guys have been gone so long.
I know.
It's like, okay, so you don't peak too soon, right?
You gave us that great speech on. You said you wanted to find that sweet spot.
The power went out. Remember the power went out. So
totally.
Imagine if we were so geeked up, we were ready to go, and we couldn't even imagine what to do, and the power went out. We had to wait an extra half hour, right? You have to keep your composure in situations like this. Yeah, keep your composure. Don't peak too soon.
By the way, since we haven't talked since then, I was at that game, and by the way, I was checking you out my seat was down near the Niner bench. Saw you and Trent Dilfer chatting away during the middle of the game. By the way, I thought I was enjoying that. But when the lights went out,
a lot of makeup on. I love Trent, but he had a ton of makeup on.
Yeah, yeah, he's heavily made up,
caked on. Yeah. Some would say.
Yeah.
But were you guys?
I love the guy or anything? I love the guy.
Did you guys?
Come on.
Did you guys? Was it really?
He's not that tan.
No. It's very odd. Was it really pitch black in the locker room? Was there no generator?
No, they had like the little light bulb, the emergency exit sign light bulb going, so we could see.
That's it.
But so you know, the power went out, and the lights went. It went dark, and I couldn't help but exclaim. Then we'll fight in the shade.
We'll
fight. Movie 300.
We'll fight in the shade?
You know, the movie 300.
Oh, man.
The arrows, the Persian army is so great when the archers shoot their arrows, it blots out the sun.
Oh, that is awesome.
We'll fight in the shade.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. You pulled that out spur of the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep your wits about you. Keep your wits.
You were able to break out of Jennings.
You got to stay sharp, brother.
By the way, Harbaugh told us that he hopes to get a daily hit of Jennings in the building. Like, he'll seek you out
singing
maybe
your praises
in a buffet line or something, or maybe walking through the
just so
parking
he can get
lot.
He needs a dose of Jennings.
Are you aware of that, that he kind of, like, swings by and gets a little hit every day?
Well, that's a lot of pressure, so I'm just going to try to, he stops by. He makes his rounds, you know. He wants to know what's going on with his players, checks in with guys, see, checks out where they're at. And I think we need, he's the leader, he's the guy, and I think we try to pick up on his message and run with that.
I got to tell you,
more than the other way around.
I think Murph's right, though. I think Harbaugh's put a lot of pressure on you. I mean, the guy walks up to you and says, okay, Brian, say something inspiring and profound. Go.
Dance, Muggy.
Start shooting bullets at your feet. Yeah, there you go. Do the dance. Any plans for the weekend about watching? I mean, the Saints would be the team that comes if they win. So it's like Saturday night viewing party, scouting party, or do you go dark and ignore it?
I haven't really thought about it. I've just been, I'm looking forward to hanging out with the wife and the baby. Get some quality time in with the fam. The little dude Jackson is at the house.
Nice.
Doing his baby things every week, becoming more little dude.
Yeah. How old is he now?
And,
What is he?
14, 15 months.
What was his?
What
did Santa bring him? That was the killer, like Jackson Christmas present.
What did Jackson get? He got, this is so long ago.
I know.
It's like a month ago.
Something.
That was kind of cool little dude stuff.
Yeah, little dude stuff.
Little dude stuff.
That's all.
That's good, man.
I don't know. He's really into golf. He crawls around the house and bats the ball around with his golf club.
Okay.
So, you know, he's got impressive hand-eye coordination for a young man. So, I don't know. I'm sure I'll watch the game. I'll either watch him live or T-bow him. Or Tebow.
Yes, exactly. Tebow.
Pretty funny. For sure, I'll watch the games. I'm a football fan. I like watching the games. And, and then we'll get ready to go.
And then next Thursday when we talk, we'll know who you guys are playing, so it'll be much more specific. So, well, listen, we missed you, buddy. And, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
As
and,
always.
And what we'll do is we'll check you out next Thursday. In the meantime, swing by and pick up David Akers' cape at the dry cleaner, right?
And I think Andy Lee's going to wear golden shoes.
I hope so.
That maybe curl up on the toe like an elf or something. There you
like
go.
The Wizard of Oz, yeah.
Right.
So that'll be there. I mean, you know, when you're, I guess, that's, I don't know. It'll be exciting.
It will be. Capes, golden shoes, and playoff games. All right, Brian, take care. We'll talk
See
next
you,
week,
man.
Buddy.
Cheers.
The great Brian Jennings.